A reading of Matthew 11:20-22. Then Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles had been performed, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you.
This is hardly Jesus meek and mild.
Yep.
It's more like perhaps Jeremiah or Isaiah, but Jeremiah particularly, because he seems to be condemning. What about these cities? What are they? Why would he be focusing on them?
Well, when he makes the comparison between Chorazin and Bethsaida, Tyre and Sidon are places that there have been a lot of Gentiles. So you're expecting them to have pagan practices and not necessarily respond to a Jewish Messiah. And now these closer to home cities, they're, even though closer in lineage, seem to be, from a sin perspective, just as rotten to the core. And so Jesus kind of sets it up as a comparison to make a point. It's kind of like what Billy Graham once said about America. I don't know if you remember this quote. He said, if God doesn't judge America soon, he's going to owe an apology to Sodom and Gomorrah. And I mean, Jesus is making that kind of comparison piece here. And Jesus isn't the milquetoast pushover guy that we've created him in a lot of our flannel graph Sunday school lessons. Jesus is pretty direct and forward, and what I would say to this is he's not condemning them. They've already condemned themselves. He's just saying it's going to be terrible for you because you're not responding to truth, the way of God, and it's a warning back. True love doesn't turn your head away when a person drives off the side of a cliff. True love jumps out and says, hey, stop, you're going in the wrong direction.
This is, in a way, the Old Testament Jesus. I mean, it really is hearkening back to Sodom and Gomorrah, in a way. And the world hasn't changed. The kingdom of this earth, the counterfeit kingdom, it builds cities like that. And here Jesus is coming into it, because he talked about this yesterday, actually, about this generation. But this generation is essentially every generation since Adam.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the challenges to all of us is, will we hear God's invitation to come back on the way of blessing, or will we continue to choose the way of curse? And there was a pastor who used to pastor at Stanwich by the name of Nate Adams, and people would ask him, what kind of God sends people to hell? And he would always say, well, God never sends anybody to hell. People choose that for themselves. Mm-hmm.